producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Politics, just like politics should be divorced from religion. I thought we had separation of religion and, you know, state. So I don't put that much stock into it one way or the other in terms of how I would vote.
In my experience, listening allows you to learn, and then you have a chance to lead. And rather than, you know, being a big blowhard and just talking all the time, what are you going to learn when you're talking? Nothing.
Jeb Bush, you know who he's talking about, Donald Trump. Trump rips the Pope, saying, "I'm a Christian. Here's what happened," and welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The Pope, Pope Francis, who's beloved by many, who, even if they aren't Catholic, or they don't like what the Pope has to stand for anymore. It's, you know, he's, in some ways, he's the most beloved Pope that we've seen by people who are not of the faith. However, he decided that he was going to say something about Donald Trump and what he has to say about immigration, specifically the wall. And the wall, he says, is wrong. And he went after Trump with that. He said Donald Trump said Thursday he would meet with the Pope anytime he wants, even though he said that he wasn't Christian. Donald Trump just can turn a situation around so quickly, like nobody's business. And he didn't think it was a good thing for the Pope to say. He said he believed the Pontiff's comments were much softer than originally reported. He said, "I don't like Pope fighting with the Pope. Actually, I think it was probably a little nicer statement than what you reported in the media. After I read it, it was a little softer. The bottom line is that we have to have a border. We have to have security. We have tremendous illegal immigration. And that's the bottom line," according to Donald Trump. So, does the Trump, does Trump lose anything because of the Pope's comments? I don't think so. I don't think so. It's not going to carry that much weight. Is Trump losing credibility? Because that's something that's been talked about a little bit lately, that there are people that think he's a bully. They think he's an obnoxious New Yorker. They think that he's just conquering something that he wants a piece of, and that's power. And that he should step away from the game, step away from the table. I think it's much too late to say step away from the table, because there's absolutely no way Donald Trump is stepping away from the table. That's not happening. No way, no how is Donald Trump stepping away from the table. I mean, you have to be kidding me. It's just too sweet to be in this position, and he's got a crack at it. So why would he step away? No. He's not doing that. It's just like the other side of things with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. So you have a tight race there, and then with the Republicans, throw in Cruz, throw in Trump, and maybe Rubio. It certainly doesn't. It seems like it's really those two, but we still have a way to go before we can call it. Let's put it that way. We're still a way off. Right? So there you go. We got some shockers that we're going to talk about right from the get-go, and plus we're going to have a conversation with my pal Matt Bauer, who actually is this tremendous video editor that I discovered had an incredible talent when it came to singing and show tunes and a whole bunch of just flat-out great music. So I thought it would be fun to mix him into our conversation here in this hour of ATN. And, you know, the Apple story that I've been talking about, Apple and the FBI and cracking open the cell phone of the San Bernardino terrorists. So the Apple versus the FBI has has seen the stock slip a little bit for the first time in a long time. And iPhone sales fall for the first time. Wow. Does it have anything to do with it? Not yet. But this whole idea of the government being able to open a back door to smartphones in the name of national security, you sound off, America. What do you think? I say it's a slippery slope if we go in that direction. However, when you think of the terrorist who, along with his crazy radicalized wife, killed 14 people at a holiday party in San Bernardino, don't we want to know everything we can about them? But the problem is, once they have the key, they have the key. So, and what are the problems? What are the problems? Ultimately, the federal government has limited and inconsistent success in forcing gun manufacturers to put safety features on their weapons, right? So now this is Apple, what they're saying. So Apple is fighting back about that. This is what their cry back is. But it's like, wait a second. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the key to unlocking the encryption. You know, the powerful encryption makes the products beyond the reach of the government. And is also a reason why it's, you know, undoubtedly good for all kinds of people to use. But when you think of overseas sales, whew, and then what happened in this situation. So now the government is trying to force Apple to create that new version of its product that would give the agencies those keys so they could get the information locked behind them. But I bet their competitive edge would drop off a cliff. And who do you think Tim Cook, the CEO, is beholden to? The shareholders. So you got to think that there are a lot of conversations happening inside of Apple as to what do they do. I mean, it's regrettable that it's become, you know, that it's become something that has helped terrorists. However, breaking into the iPhones, and you got to figure, listen, you think Apple can't break into its iPhones? They could probably do it in a couple of hours, maybe sooner. But if I'm Tim Cook, am I giving up that piece of information? No, I'm not giving up that piece of information. Because I'm worried. I don't want to have a key that forces me then, when something else happens, to be asked again and again and again to crack the system, to crack the code. And especially for law enforcement to have it, it would be the best words, as I mentioned, a slippery slope. So, of course, iPhone sales fall for the first time. And part of that is the saturation. For the first time in the fourth quarter of last year, they saw that. 4.4%. Wow. That's amazing. And it cut Apple's market share to 17.7% from 20.4%. And in the world of shareholders and selling stuff, not great. Because there's other places you can go. There's cheaper brands. There's other kinds of more affordable smartphones. And they keep dropping the premium smartphones. They get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. All right, Matt Bauer warming up his dulcet tones, I'm sure, in the background. We're going to him next.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Music. I mean, if I could broadcast every night with live music around me, man, would I dig that. Seriously, Matt Bauer, my video maestro. This guy is incredible. He's the owner at Songbird Digital, and I discovered this cool thing about him that I didn't know, that I kind of tripped on to, that he's a singer, and he likes all kinds of music across the board. You just heard a little slice of Matt Bauer. So, Matt, when you were like 3, did you start trying to pick up the guitar and you started trying to sing cover tunes?
A little bit older than that, but yeah, I was, let's see, the cover tunes when I was 3, that was 1985. I don't know, Kaja Goo Goo, what was that? I don't know. probably not, no. I picked up a guitar. I actually didn't pick up a guitar until I was in my early 20s. And I'm in my early 30s now, so I haven't been seriously playing that long, really. So
not that long.
No, it's no, but not that long. I've been singing since I was 7. So.
But you've been singing, and you like all kinds of music. So you like Broadway music too, right?
Dude, Broadway is actually my passion, my secret passion.
I like that because you know you could be a manly man and have a secret passion, right?
I am living proof.
I am living proof. And besides, who cares, right? So here's the thing.
Exactly.
It's so funny. Exactly. You and I don't care. So, you know, it's funny. I grew up, when I was really young, I grew up in Queens. And I, you know, when I was like 7 or 6, I went to my first Broadway musical. And I was like captivated. I couldn't believe the voices of the people on the stage. And I've seen, you know, countless musicals in New York and outside of New York. And there is a certain art to singing, whether it's you know, popular musical or something that's new and innovative, and you see that across the board, there's a lot of roles and a lot of possibilities. If you could sing anything on Broadway, is there any piece of music you'd want to sing?
Yeah, the show's not running on Broadway anymore, but it's from Rent. My dream role is Mark Cohen in Rent, or anything on. Let me see. There's a newer show called Once that I'm in love with, and I would love that lead role. The guy's name is Guy, so it's a very descriptive name.
Yeah, I like that. So, Guy. Yeah. Like Guys and Dials.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Rent, yeah. Like, give us a bar from one of the songs. Can you, like, just sing us a little tiny bit of something from Rent?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding
me? Just blurt it out. Are you kidding? I could do it. If I had the voice, I would do it. I have the broadcaster voice. You know what? Here, this is what happens to me. People see me, they're like, where'd you get that voice? Your voice is deeper than the men in the room. So, it's like, what? Are you kidding? I don't have that voice that you have. Just a bar. You don't even, not even a lyric. Just like a belt.
Oh, geez.
You can do it.
That I was under the weather too, but you're making me sing anyway. Oh, geez, I don't know. Let's talk for a minute, and we'll come back to it.
All right, I'm coming back to that because everybody wants to hear it. That's it's good. It's all, you're safe. You're in a safe environment. It's safe here.
Yeah, right.
You are. You're safe. It's safe. And when you sing, just kind of like broadcasting too, you know, it's interesting that there's so many. It's such an instrument, your voice. It's amazing what we can do with our voices, and I think people don't realize that. Don't you think it's crazy the things that we're able to do?
Yeah. Oh, it's insane. And I recently had an inside view of my of my vocal cords, and it looks, well, if you look online, you'll see what it looks like. It looks inappropriate at first glance, but it's amazing the shapes that you can make with just with the tissue. And it's really just one of the strongest muscles, I think, in the body. And it's so fragile, but it's so not. It blows my mind. So in addition to being a singer, like, I'm also kind of a vocal connoisseur, I guess, as far as the
cool.
The
so we can go online and see your vocal cords?
You can.
I love
did,
that.
Upload my first, it's called a stroboscopy. I uploaded my first one on YouTube. Probably too much information for your listeners here, but but I did upload it to YouTube. You can go to my website, mattbauer.com. And get my YouTube from there if you really, really, really want to see the inside of my throat. But I'll leave it out there.
I love it. Stroboscopy. And so they're listening to us in Ottumwa, Iowa. They're listening to us in New Jersey and Sarasota, Florida and Tampa and in Portland, Oregon, just outside of Seattle. People are listening, and I bet you they're all going to rush there and hit that up. Do you...
Oh,
when
yeah.
You sing cover tunes, do you have a favorite cover tune that you do? Like when, I mean, that was cool, that little slice of the bar action.
Yeah, I do. Mainly, I mean, I play all around the town. I live here in Wichita, Kansas, and I play all around town for 4 or 5 hours at a time. I also played on cruise ships for about 3 years. And, yeah, cover songs were the name of the game. I play all kinds of stuff. Country is one of my fortes, I guess. And I also do, like, a lot of Ed Sheeran and John Mayer sort of stuff.
Wow, cruise ships. What was it like being on a cruise ship?
Not all it's cracked up to be. I won't mention the cruise line, but it was not a vacation, I'll say. It's not the experience for the guest is not the same as for the crew, I'll say that.
For the crew. Well, you didn't end up on something that was, like, floating and had to be tugged in, did you?
No, luckily I was not on one of those ships with bathroom problems or a big hole in the side or, you know, complete, you know, turning over. No, absolutely not. But I did go all around the world. In a period of 3 years, I visited 6 out of 7 continents,
cool.
Europe, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere.
Right,
awesome.
Not a lot of people can say that they've done that. So it was just no love boat. That's just something to keep in mind.
Right, exactly.
When you're on the other side of it. Well, you know, coming back to Rent, for people who don't know, is an awesome musical. It's been around forever, and it goes off and on Broadway. It'll come back on again, I'm sure. And I'm a fan of opera. And I went, my first time I ever went to the Met, I know people are laughing, I saw La Boheme, Puccini's La Boheme. And that's basically, that's what Rent is based on.
Yeah, it's based on that. That's what Jonathan Larson kind of based it on. And Jonathan, that's a cool story, too, if you want to Wikipedia that, because, you know, Wikipedia is always 100% true. And if you go, if you look that up, basically Jonathan Larson passed away. He wrote Rent, and he passed away on the eve, basically, of their first performance. It's pretty poetic and kind of tragic, but it makes the show that much better. It's just a brilliant show, one of my favorites.
Yeah, I agree. I liked Wicked as well. I mean, there's so many. I even like the old throwback ones. I liked Book of Mormon. I thought was good. It was kind of a tough ticket. That was a tough ticket to get, let me tell you. You are pulling out.
Oh, it's crazy. In New York? Yeah. Like a year waiting list or something.
Yeah. You're pulling out every ounce of anything you have, juice, I guess. So just give us one little note.
Okay. Let me see. There's a song that's actually it's called I'll Cover You, and there's called an I'll Cover You reprise, basically, when it kind of changes meaning. I won't spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but this is the end kind of part, and keep in mind that I'm sick.
Okay.
So live in my home, I'll be your shelter, just take me back with 1,000 kisses. So there you go. There's a little bit of...
Yay! Woo-hoo-hoo! Look, we have a live studio...
It's amazing.
Yeah, we have a live studio audience in Minneapolis. We got to give them some Red Bull. Why aren't they sitting there applauding? That was awesome. Are you kidding me? That was fabulous. Rent, I love it. All right, so what's your, like... What's your wild ambition? What do you want to go just play on Broadway?
I really do. That's my ultimate dream. I mean, I could pull a Reba McEntire and get into the country business and then eventually, you know, be in, what was she in, Annie Get Your Gun or something, at Oklahoma or something. She kind of went that route. I have no problem doing it that way as long as I make it to Broadway.
I love it. Oh, Matt, you are a delight. You can check him out. You can check him out on YouTube for sure. He's also this fabulous video editor. If you go to katedelaneyspeaker.com, Matt did my video, and he did a fabulous job. Thanks, Matt.
Well, thank you, Kate, and thank you, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
All right, Matt Bauer. You can go to mattbauer.com. You can check out more of his music. He's a future star from the cruise ship to the Broadway lights. I bet you. Bet you he makes it there. I'm gambling on him. I'm betting on him. The odds are 2-1 he makes it there. Hang with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the helpful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's Dr. A when the people start to move.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. We're having one of those shows where we're zigging and zagging in a lot of different directions. I think I have to have a new saying. We're ping-ponging all over the place. One of my favorite things to do. Why do we have to stand and stare in one direction? For goodness sake, look at the whirlwind around us when it comes to politics. Which, by the way, if you want to weigh in on the Pope talking about Donald Trump and saying he's not Christian, or Donald Trump sort of defending the Pope, saying that he thinks the media exaggerated what was said, so he kind of stuck up for him and just went into the whole immigration thing about how we need a wall and all of that, which is one of the big issues for Donald Trump that seems to keep picking up steam when he first suggested it in June when he decided he was going to run. So the Pope picked a battle with a Trump. Isn't it interesting to see what's happening during this election cycle, I have to say. And my favorite paper to read when we talk about politics is go to the New York Post. If you go to the New York Post, it's just a treasure trove of treats. Because you want to talk about how they twist the words and then the ultimate headlines that they come up with. Some of it is just absolutely unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. So, Trump always gets top billing. Something happens with Trump, you're going to read it in the New York newspapers before any place else for sure, and then it spreads from there. But, you know, the Pope has said some political things. He talked about climate change and backing up the climate summit and how it was necessary and where the future was going to be. So this Pope is not afraid to dip his Gucci slipper into deep waters, let's put it that way. He's not afraid to pick a fight. He's not just lying back in the Vatican. But as far as what it does, because some of the conversation has been, will this damage Donald Trump? I mean, that's ridiculous. Because look at the Catholic vote, even, and how many Catholics are going to say, that's right, I'm not voting for him. If they're Republicans and they want to vote for a Republican, it looks like there's two choices, maybe a third, but it looks like Cruz and Trump. That's what the choice is probably going to come down to. That's it. Those two. I don't see Rubio sneaking up, and I don't see Kasich, who makes some good points. I don't see him sneaking up, and that list is going to shrink. So Trump firing back by the, as the Times called it, the sharp rebuke by Pope Francis. And he kind of left it there. Bush and Cruz, by the way, if they tank in South Carolina, wouldn't you think they have maybe the biggest to lose, or the most to lose, I guess is the right way to say that? Because it's not clear, it's very hazy as to which Republican candidate is going to come out of the primary with the biggest boost. But who so suffers the most? I don't know. And could this be it for Jeb Bush's campaign? I mean, if he doesn't finish closer to Marco Rubio, I can't see. I mean, really, he's made a massive all-out push, campaigned aggressively for 10 days, brought in the former president, GW, for his first public campaign speech in a decade. Think about a decade. We have not seen that. So if he doesn't have a significant showing, I just would say the end has to be near. Right? I mean, it has to be. Now, are Cruz and Trump competing against each other the most? Probably. That probably is what the deal is. And when you look at this, and when you think of Cruz and all the places that he's hitting up, he is working it in South Carolina as well. And he's not afraid to get in there and throw out his education ideologies or how he differs from Trump. So it's been interesting, let's put it that way. And then for the Democrats, it's the same old story as well. You have Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. So I really think it's down to four. If we were going out to dinner with the Republicans and the Democrats, we got a Clinton, we've got a Sanders, Trump, and hopefully he pays, although maybe that'd be against the rules. Trump is there, and Cruz is there. That's the four that it comes down to. And how close Cruz and Sanders stay to Clinton and Trump will be the storyline to watch. And who would have predicted, is there anybody that would have predicted that Trump and Clinton could end up being the last two people standing and racing against each other for president of the United States? Wow. It's like I went to sleep and woke up and I have no idea where I am. I would never, ever, ever, let me say that again, predicted that. And neither would any of you. When we talk about who was running and what was coming up, nobody that listens to this show called up and said, oh, I think that's what we're going to see. In fact, most of us thought it was going to be the establishment candidates, and it was more, wow, a Bush and a Clinton going up against each other. We've seen this scenario before. Is this really going to happen? By the way, not a monologue. If you want to chip away at it, you certainly can. As I said, we ping pong all over the place. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up on the show, we're going to do that numbers thing. The we can count, because we definitely can count. And there's a lot of things that have numbers in our world, and I see them. It's like I don't see dead people, I see numbers. Remember that movie? I see numbers everywhere I look. Because there is a sort of, I think there is a strategy to the numbers thing. I'm just saying, I think there is something about that. So, we will get to it. I promise you, we'll get to it. And it wouldn't be America Tonight if we didn't mix in some odd news, right? And, you know, when I say odd news, and you look for some of the strangest news you can abuse, they're everywhere, right? You got to love this. The story out of the Poconos about an 81-year-old woman who decided, I'm going to go after the robbers. And she rammed them with a car. Yeah. I mean, this is a true story. I love it. Don't mess with an old lady who knows how to drive. And she proved it. What happened was, she chased down the guys who stole her purse, and she rammed their car with hers. And the damage helped the police arrest them. She's sitting in the driveway. She was approached by a man and a woman. She talked to them through an open window. One grabbed her purse, and they fled in a car. So she took off after them. And they found the car in a grocery store parking lot. And then it wasn't too much longer that they were arrested, this couple, this 34-year-old and this 30-year-old, that decided they were going to go and grab her purse. So they say that they targeted her after seeing her with cash at a pharmacy. Man, you never know. It's not to be paranoid. But what do we say? You survey the surroundings. She's at a pharmacy. Is she thinking someone's going to follow her, looking to see what she has, how much money she has, and putting it back? And they did. They did. And then we go to this story on the opposite side of approaching a woman in her driveway. How about this guy that was sentenced in West Virginia for a $1 armed robbery? That's what was stolen, $1. So he's got to spend time in a correctional center for young adults, 21 years old. And he agreed on a first-degree robbery charge that allowed him to plead without admitting guilt. That's the reason for that. He's going to spend at least 6 months to 2 years at this youthful offenders spot. And they suspended the 15-year prison sentence. And apparently, he had a revolver that he showed to a man and demanded he empty his wallet, and he only had a dollar. So they got the dollar bill back, a jacket, and a gun as evidence. So, in a way, this is a huge break for him, because he's 21 years old, and he definitely had a gun. And he definitely showed the guy the gun and tried to, you know, said, give me your money, and he only had the dollar, and he grabbed that in the jacket. So that was mercy, because other judges could have looked at it a different way and given him a much stiffer sentence, let's put it that way. It's all about the numbers, baby. We can count coming up on the flip side.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It must be nice to be rich. How about this billionaire who paid $500 million for two paintings? That's when you know money is no object. I want the painting. I'm going to get the painting. I don't care. Let me open my wallet. Welcome to We Can Count. That's right. Ken Griffin paid that amount of money for two paintings by Abstract Expressionist Masters. It was one of the largest private art deals ever. That's according to people that know of the transaction. So, big time. He bought works by, you know, in the past, he's bought works by Jackson Pollock and others, and he decided that I want this, I'm going to get it. So, he paid $300 million at the Cutter Museum for Paul Gauguin's painting, When Will You Marry? And, boy, oh, boy, it's just tough to top this, I think. How do you top this? And this is a guy's a hedge fund guy, you know? So he bought de Kooning's 1955 oil on canvas titled Interchanged, also known as Interchange, for about $300 million. And Pollock's 1948 number 17A canvas for $200 million. So there's your two. The de Kooning and the Pollock, and that added up to the amount of money that he wrote the check for. You know what? Then you got to get those suckers insured, right? I mean, there is art. There are art thieves. It's not just in the movies. There really are art thieves. So, but if you have that kind of money, you've certainly thought that one out a long, long time ago, and especially because he's somebody who has delved into buying paintings a long time ago when he started to make money. He's famous for that, and I guess he didn't care. He didn't have to be anonymous, I suppose. All right, this is worrisome. In New York City, the people there at a certain neighborhood are a little bit on edge. They had three slashings and one stabbing within 3 days. So when you have, when it's anonymous kind of deal, so this isn't, it's not some passion, crime of passion or whatever. But, yeah, there's this young couple. They were out at night. Bobby Bardot, or Barbot, rather, sorry, and his girlfriend, Nicole, were just out early in the evening, and somebody came up and slashed him on his face, 137 stitches. I mean, can you imagine? 137 stitches in the face. And then there was another slashing where there was a long line of people waiting to get into a store to shop. It was in Soho, one of the areas, a popular area, near a clothing store, when there was some kind of argument, it looked like, about cutting in the line, and then next thing you know, that somebody was slashed there. Blood all over his face, from the corner of his nose to almost his ear. Oh. So people are freaked about this. That is, there's somebody walking around, there's a couple different people, or is it one person that's walking around with a, with a knife and just slashing people. I guess there's been about 21 slashings since mid-December in the city. And, you know, that's a tough thing. First of all, it's dangerous, but it's a tough thing to, with the stitches and everything else that happen. I mean, that's crazy. And it appears to be not just one person is what they're saying. It looks like there's two suspects, but I'd say that's a pretty big number. Of course they're concerned. Who wouldn't be concerned about that? If you're saying around this one neighborhood, meaning, you know, miles of, within 10 miles of each other, they're seeing this over and over and over again. All right, to add on to that, I'm going to give you another negative story. Are you a sugar fiend? High sugar diets, they say, are as damaging to your brain as extreme stress or abuse. So what does that mean? They say where there's been this shift, if you will, in the whole dieting thing, where fat was the enemy, now scientists are turning the attention to sugar. It's because it was obviously accepted that more has to be done to encourage people to reduce their sugar intake, so much so that in the UK and the US, it's been altered to reflect the scientific evidence. So check this out. The World Health Organization recommends no more than 10% of a person's daily energy should come from added sugars, or found naturally in juices and honey. That equates to around 50 grams or 12 teaspoons a day. So the links between a high sugar diet and obesity are pretty much documented. And this is why they're saying it's like total stress and abuse. Ooh, think about soda. Think about, I mean, anything you eat with sugar in it, you could exceed that level pretty easy. So the new study says that they've observed these changes to the region of the brain that controls emotional behavior and cognitive function, and that they were more extensive than those caused by extreme early life stress. Wow. I mean, I to me, I think that's huge, that story. That's crazy. So, the damage of sugar. I thought, isn't it anything in extreme? So, no fat, no sugar. I don't know. What are we eating? If anyone has a suggestion for... I know people now, they say, we're eating clean. They're just eating clean. I'm like, what does that mean, you're eating clean? Means you're pretty much eating nothing from a box. Nothing that has any preservatives in it. It's got to be... I would assume it's got to be tough to come up with the good sometimes. I'm just saying. All right, we need some happy in this on a ping pong night. So an annual pilgrimage by amateur and professional photographers to Yosemite National Park to get this solar lighting effect has recently been revived with the wet weather. For a couple of weeks in February, Yosemite's Horsetail Fall gets bathed in the light of the setting sun, creating this firefall with the water and the wet rock face. It's like this orange glow. You can see pictures of it from the reflection. But a lack of water or cloudy weather in the last couple of years has meant that the effect does not appear during the brief window when the sun is aligned perfectly with the fall. It's back again. It is very cool. I would go to look at that. It looks like it's on fire. It looks like this water. It looks like lava. It's just, it's orange. It's gorgeous. It's incredible. I didn't even know that this happened at Horsetail Falls, if you've been to Yosemite. It's incredible. It's a natural phenomenon. And it only happens for a few weeks in late February. Because then what happens is the high country snow begins to melt. It trickles down the face of El Capitan. And as the sun sets at this particular time of year, the cascade captures the, you know, the glow of the Sierras. And it turns into that waterfall, into this spectacular sight. I mean, unbelievable. Time is fleeting. Boom. Just like that, we can count over. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to America Tonight. Remember, you can hit me up with any thoughts at americatonight.net. Hats off to Daniel, my brother, for his fine work on the technical. See ya.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.